to the Praying Wife podcast. I am your host, Corrine Cash, and I am, as always, so honored to have you join in with me today, you know, as we take a moment and we reflect on the recent Resurrection Sunday. You know, we're just coming off of the heels of Easter weekend and just celebrating the gift, the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior. And, you know, I'm so encouraged by the account. You know, I don't like to say story because sometimes we think, you know, it's made up, but the account of Jesus when he took the punishment for us, and he really just nailed it to the cross. But I think in that, you know, I think about the Saturday. So we reflect on the Friday, you know, Good Friday when he was crucified. And then we jump to Sunday when he rose again, because that's the celebration day. But I think sometimes we overshadow or we neglect to think about Saturday. And what a dark and doubtful and just dreary time it must have been for the disciples. And, you know, they had just walked with Jesus for 3 years. They'd heard his teaching. You know, they had all of their confidence, and, you know, their mindset must have been shifted at this point and thinking that they would be able to walk with him forever, you know. And all of a sudden, this promise, this hope that they had was taken away from them on that Friday when he was crucified and he was now dead. So you can imagine on the Saturday, the thoughts that may have gone into their minds, the hopelessness that they must have felt. They must have felt as though all hope was lost. It was over. There was no coming back from this. You know, it was signed, sealed, delivered. They were probably next to die. And so there must have been like feelings of anxiety and so many things that was going on in their mind before we get to Sunday, where we witness the resurrection. And so as we reflect on that entire story, I can't help but feel a renewed sense of hope and gratitude. And it's really a reminder that even in our darkest moments, even on our Saturdays, there is light. You know, the Bible says that joy has to come in the morning, even though there may be sadness and tears and uneasiness and you don't understand what's going on and you're crying in the night. Joy comes in the morning. And in the context of our marriage, the light that we can find, it comes often in the form of prayer. And last week, we focused on, you know, the power of intercessory prayer as wives, as we prayed for our spouse, our husbands. But today, I really wanted us to talk about that force, that power, the power of prayer that has the ability to transform our entire marriage, not just our marriages, but our hearts. And so as we look at why prayer is important, what the role of prayer is when we talk about our marriage and how it can strengthen our marital bond, it's important for us to know that in every single marriage, whether you are married for a month, a day, 20 years, 10 years, in every marriage, there is a profound opportunity for spiritual growth and connection, a renewed connection, a deeper connection. You know, it doesn't matter how long I've been married to my spouse. Every day I can find new things either to fall more deeply in love with him or to reestablish our connection or grow even deeper. And at this heart of this journey that we're on when it comes to our marriage, there's prayer. And prayer is such a powerful tool that not only fosters the communication with us and with our Savior, but it strengthens the bond that we have with our spouse. And so through prayer, we invite God into the very fabric of our relationships. Through prayer, we can nurture trust. We can reestablish trust that has been broken. We can understand our spouses better. We can love better. And we really need to start to think of prayer as this cornerstone upon which we can build a strong marital foundation. And the prayer anchors us in the midst of the storms that we face as a married couple that will inevitably come. You know, prayer is that anchor that keeps us centered, that keeps us grounded, that keeps our eye on the prize when our flesh and our feelings may tell us otherwise. And it really allows us to have this kind of shared joy and shared fulfillment. Now, I know that in times when, the marriage might be a little bit rocky and you guys might not be on good speaking terms or whatever it may be, but I can tell you that prayer is so powerful. Prayer can just destroy the walls that are put up, that we put up when we're offended, when we're upset, when our feelings are hurt. When we start to introduce prayer, true prayer, into the midst of that, and at the height of our uneasiness, at the height of our confusion, you start to see a dramatic shift in the way that we think. You'll see a dramatic shift in the way that your spouse responds to you because of the power of prayer. And so we have to make sure that we never neglect to include this, not just when we're praying for our spouse individually, as we should, and we talked about this last week, but praying together as a couple, praying specifically over your marriage, praying over the things that have either come in to destroy, to distract, whatever it is that you may be facing right now. Praying, earnest prayer, seeking God. And there's such a power that happens when you guys can come together and pray. That's really when you start to see walls just starting to break down because you're both coming together with a shared vision and you're both praying for the same thing, for the strengthening of your marriage in spite of what may be going on at the time. And so we have to understand the crucial and profound effect that prayer has in strengthening our bond, as a married couple. And another thing that prayer allows us to do is overcome challenges. Right, marriage. So our marriage is it's a journey, as I said before, and it's marked by both triumphs, successes, good times, happy times, but also trials. In those times when your spouse just does something that you think is ridiculously crazy, how could they do that? Why would they do that? Why would he say that? Why would she act this way? There are trials that come up. There's opportunities that present itself, and we either step up to the plate or we miss the mark. We're flawed human beings. And so even though we're in a marriage together, a committed marriage, sometimes stupid mistakes will happen. But it is in the face of this adversity that the power of prayer truly shines. And when we encounter these challenges, whether it's a financial strain, whether it's a communication breakdown, whether it's unforeseen obstacles, faith, if we can hold on to the faith that we have, to the bond that we have, not just with our spouse at that moment, because you may not feel it or see it, but the faith that we have in our Father and the faith that we have in the vows that we said to each other, yes, but in front of God Himself. Our faith becomes our greatest ally in these times. And through prayer, we find solace. We find solace in God's presence and knowing that God is a loving God, that He hears our cries when sometimes we may be crying alone and we either don't, our spouse doesn't know, or we don't want them to know, or we're crying inside because we don't want, people to see the way that we truly feel. We have a loving God who hears every cry. Who hears and understands every groan, and he guides us through the darkest of valleys. And so we should embrace the challenges that we face as a married couple, not as a stumbling block, not as a ground for divorce or just a way to escape, but truly as an opportunity to deepen the trust and faith that we have in our Father, because it takes trust and faith in the higher being, God the Father, to say, in spite of how badly I may feel, in spite of how much you may have hurt me, I choose to forgive you. I choose to serve my Father in honoring our marital vow. I choose to not look at how I feel right now, even though, what you may have done was stupid, speaking with our spouse, or, I don't understand it, and saying, I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to stand firm. I'm still going to trust in the one who can fix anything that I think is irreparable. And so we have to learn to overcome challenges through our faith and through the power of prayer. Now, let's talk about practical strategies for establishing kind of this joint prayer routine. As I said, praying together is so important and such a glue to hold your marriage together and hold it strong. And so as we navigate the busyness of daily life, right? You have a schedule, your spouse has a schedule. You know, if you guys have kids, that's a whole other thing together. So you're balancing who's picking this one up from school or who's feeding the baby or all of that. We're navigating that just on a daily basis. It's so important that you intentionally carve out time for prayer with your spouse. Now, doing this can seem extremely daunting because, as I said, and trust me, I know, mother of three, full-time job. My husband has a full-time job, owns, we have our own business. There's a lot that's going on. And so it can seem almost impossible. But one thing we always kind of joke with each other about is the fact that if it's something that you want to do, regardless of how busy your schedule is, you will find the time. If you were extremely busy and all of a sudden your pipes burst, there was some type of emergency, you would find the time to take care of it, regardless of how packed your schedule is. And it's the things that we find important. And so we have to get to the point of understanding how important our marriage is and putting the growth, the nurturing of our marriage as an emergency, like on the same level to where we carve out that specific time. And it's in the moments when we feel like, you know, we're so busy, when we can carve out that time and spend those moments of togetherness, that our bonds are truly strengthened, that our souls are truly nourished. Because in the moment of going here and there, we pause and we say, you know what? We're important. This marriage is important. And it just strengthens our bond. And so establishing that time with your spouse where you can pray together, it shouldn't be complicated. You know, it really shouldn't turn into an argument over, you know, well, you don't think this is important, or I can find 5 minutes, or I'm not free then. It shouldn't be complicated. You know, whether it's sharing a morning devotional on the Bible app, my husband and I use it all the time on YouVersion. There's lots of different plans, and you guys can join a plan together. And, you know, whether it's on his time while he's at work or you're at home, whatever it is, you know, find that joint time when you can do that and have those discussions. Find a time that works. I promise you, there is 15 minutes where you're both in the same space and you can carve out that time. Praying together before you sit down to have a meal. You know, dinner time is so important. My family, we cherish those times, and we're intentional about making sure that dinner time is a time when we're seated at the table and we're praying together, we're talking about our days, you know, just carving out that time, or reflecting on a scripture before bedtime. If you guys have different bedtime schedules, just find a time at night, pick a time, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever it is. You just need 15 minutes, 20 minutes to just share a scripture and talk about it together. Find what works best for you and your spouse. And remember, it's all about consistency, but so too is flexibility. And so understand that there are things that may come up. That's fine. But be consistent about it. Be flexible. Don't make it something that turns into an argument or a debate. Don't overcomplicate it. Just find that time. You know, talk to your spouse. Say, is first thing in the morning okay? Is before lunchtime or dinner time okay? Is before we go to sleep okay? Find that time. Let prayer become a habit in your household, and not just a habit, but something that you guys cherish, something that you look forward to, right? That will start to bind you guys together in love and in faith. And another thing, with prayer, what it really can do is nurture this intimacy between you and strengthen your emotional connection. And so we talked about how busy our lives can get, but in the midst of that, it's so very easy for the intimacy in our marriages to be lost, right? Either as a wife, you're so tired. You can't even fathom being intimate at the end of the day, especially at the end of a long day, if we're honest, you know. And for our spouse, you know, our husbands, I'm sure they're tired too. But let's be honest, and I'm sure my male spouses can agree. You guys are always ready. You're always ready and prepared. You could muster up some strength for that intimacy at any time. But you know, when we find ourselves kind of going through this desert season of intimacy, I will call it prayer. We don't usually associate prayer and intimacy together, But through the simple act of prayer, you can reignite the flames of passion. You can deepen your emotional connection with your spouse. Prayer, you see, it's more than just words spoken into the void. When you guys pray together, it's sacred. It's a dialogue between your two souls, and your two souls are one flesh according to the word of God. And so the one flesh comes together in love and in faith, and there is an emotional connection that happens, that deepens when you come together and agree in prayer. And so we should open our hearts to one another, share your hopes, your fears, your dreams together in the presence of God. When you guys come together in prayer, it should be an unveiling, your deepest feelings and how what's going on in your mind, and bringing that before the Lord together with your spouse. And God delights when we pray together as a union. Again, we're one flesh. And so when that flesh comes united before God, something transformative happens. And we can discover this beauty of our marital bond when we pray together and really nurture this intimacy. And if this is something that's lacking in your marriage, pray to God about it. Even if in this you pray separately and you pray together, God, give us a stronger emotional desire for each other and connection, and reignite those flames that we once had, the passion, the eros kind of love. You know, we can pray about that. God wants us to bring everything. It says, make your request known to him by prayer and supplication in all things. He wants us to pray. So do not think that prayer shouldn't include emotional connections and growing sexually, you know, and increasing that hunger and desire, and not just the sexual part, because a lot of times we hear intimacy and our mind is 100% thinking about sexual contact. But intimacy, that true spending that time together, the holding hands, the touching, the just laying there together, all of this grows our intimacy. And so we should not neglect to even bring that before the Father in prayer. And the last thing is just making sure that we celebrate victories and celebrate the milestones. You know, going back to the Resurrection Sunday and the Easter weekend, the Saturday was despairs and trials and all of that. But come Sunday, oh, the joy, oh, the victory, oh, the celebration, when they realized that not only was he not in the tomb, because at that point, you know, they were kind of confused what happened. Maybe the Romans took him away. They didn't know what was going on. But when he appeared to them and he showed them the nails, the celebration, the victory. And as we journey through life together with our spouse, we have to pause and celebrate the milestones, the victories, you know, that just punctuate the path that we're on together, even if it's a small win. You know, if you guys have been talking about him leaving the toothpaste cover off or the toilet seat up, you know, when he remembers to do that, celebrating it. And just a point here, if you guys are arguing over leaving the toilet seat up or the toothpaste cap on, I can tell you there's something deeper that's going on. It's not about the toothpaste. It's not about the seat. But that's not what today's episode is about. But it's important to celebrate those victories that you find, you know, from reminiscing on the day you guys said, I do, to the triumphs of overcoming adversity. You know, if something happened that you guys just thought that you couldn't go past, and you're able to do that every day, a small win. If you guys weren't talking to each other, and you know, now there's a cordial hello that grows into a smile, that grows into a laugh. Celebrate those small victories. Celebrate the big one. You know, each moment that we're together, each moment is a testament to the enduring strength of our love. And what better way to honor those milestones than through prayer? The lifting up your voice in thanksgiving to God, offering praise for the blessings that he's bestowed upon you, seeking guidance together for the journey that's ahead. You know, in prayer, we find not just solace, but we find courage. Our faith is renewed. Our faith is strengthened. When we can pray, we get the courage to face whatever comes our way. We feel stronger after prayer. You feel connected, you know, and so it's so important that we don't miss the opportunity to grow our marriages in prayer in the midst of the busyness, in the midst of the hustle and bustle, in the midst of the, you know, going on this hamster wheel sometimes we feel like of life. introduce, and not just even introduce prayer, but make it a habit, make it something you look forward to, make it something that's inevitable, make it something that's not an option, but it's a daily practice. And I promise you, you will see a significant change, a significant growth, a deepening of your emotional and physical connection together as a married couple. And I want to thank you so much for joining me on this episode. May the wisdom that was shared today inspire you to cultivate a deeper and more fulfilling marriage through the power of prayer. And until next time, may your hearts be filled with love. May your spirits be lifted up in faith. May your marriages be strengthened by the grace and power of God Almighty. Blessings to you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Praying Wife Podcast. I do pray that you were blessed. Please remember that you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are made in the image of God, and you are loved. We will see you again next time.